So hello, and this is Jimmy, and this is Welcome to Life, and this is season 5, episode 5, and we're still on those grounds where we are like moving into ideas that we're really still crudely thinking. So there's a lot of questions more than a lot of answers, but yeah, sometimes it's good to be on that end. And on today's episode, it's going to be a little bit short because it's going to be like a question that I want to impose and I would like us to think about it. And this episode, I'm calling it, what do you really want for your own self? And this idea pops up. I was talking to a friend and he had like a therapy session, and then in the middle of the therapy session, when he was trying to explain different things here and there, the therapist asked a very genuine question, like, you speak a lot about ABC, but then I'm yet to hear, what do you really want for your own self? And that rang the bell when it was hit on me. I was like, interesting. I've never quite really sit down and say, Jimmy, what do you really want, you know, for yourself? Because it's easy to like really see this question in a perspective of maybe what do you want for your career, you know, what do you want for your family, you know, what do you want for your partner, what do you want maybe for your kids, what do you want for your friends, you know, what do you want, you know, for the place where you are or for the kind of being that you are in a particular entity or circumstances. It's quite easy to dig down and find an answer, because in an act of serving other people, it is so easy to find a purpose than in an act of serving your own self. Because if you look deep down, we are a bundle of fibers and neurons that are firing up, and a bundle of hormones that are all ups and down, a bundle of thoughts, a bundle of ideas, you know? And we forget that if one does not have their own self, what does one have? We forget that if a man does not own his own being, his own understanding, his own life, what does he really do have? Because if you can't sit down and find even a remotely close answer to like, what do you really want for yourself, apart from all these things that are called act of service to maybe other people or other entity than yourself, man, that's a good place. That's a good place to be if you have answers. Because it's so easy to write off your own feeling. It's so easy to write off your own emotions. It's so easy to write off your own desires and wants and above all needs. You can be consumed by what others think you ought to be, ought to act, ought to continue to do what you're doing, despite if that is truly aligning with what you really do want. And that's a very, very, very deep question. So if you're listening to this, I'm asking, what do you really want for yourself? What do you really, really want for your own self? Nothing else. Don't put any entity. Don't put any part. Just you as a human being right there. If everything else was perfect, like every other entity out there that you ought to be or to do or to act like is perfect, and there comes a time where one gets to ask, yes, I have accomplished this and that. I have become this and that. But what am I truly truly wanting for my own self? So with that, I just want to impose that question on you. I'm really thinking. So every time I try to pull that rope, it keeps on pulling. And every time I just get all these other things that I think other people need me to be, and I'm still genuinely searching on what I really do want for my own self. And this is Jamie, and this is Welcome to Life. Keep thinking, don't stop. And if you have good answers, I have a Instagram page called Welcome to Life with Jamie. You can go there, take something, write something down, and we can have a good combo. And with that, sayonara.